Last June, a convicted felon who disagreed with his sentence and flipped off the judge ended up with more time in prison. Now, the South Dakota Supreme Court will decide if that First Circuit judge could legally impose that longer incarceration. The resolution depends on whether the defendant was no longer in the court's rule. SDPB's Victoria Wicks explains.
In a plea deal, Sean Reynard Ross pleaded guilty to third-degree burglary and agreed to pay restitution for the damage he did to a coin machine in a Chamberlain car wash. He went before First Circuit Judge Bruce Anderson, who sentenced him to 5 years in the penitentiary with 3.5 suspended and credit for 133 days Ross spent in jail awaiting trial. Apparently, that wasn't Ross's understanding of the deal. After Anderson pronounced sentence, Ross was leaving the courtroom and turned and extended his middle finger. Anderson called Ross back and unsuspended the 3.5 years. Defense attorney Douglas Papendick says as soon as the first version of the sentence was pronounced, Ross left the jurisdiction of the judicial system and was under the authority of the Department of Corrections. And he says there's due process required to get him back into the judiciary.
In this case, Mr. Ross was given no advisement of rights. There were no revocation proceedings. There was no hearing or a trial. There were no due process safeguards there. It is our argument that he should have at least been entitled to that, but only through the Department of Corrections.
The state disagrees. Assistant Attorney General Grant Flynn tells justices that attorneys and the judge were still clarifying some details of the sentence when Ross flipped off the court. He says the judge had reason to adjust the sentence.
Once he observed Mr. Ross's character and gleaned a more thorough appreciation of his character based on his actions, the trial court made the determination, one, that he did not merit the leniency that it had originally intended to provide, and two, that he would not be an appropriate candidate for the parole system, thus making him more appropriate for the full 5-year penitentiary sentence.
Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.